Chapter 3. What's in a name? That's Little Red Riding Hood, I tell Jonah triumphantly. Jonah glances back down into the forest. By now, Little Red Riding Hood has almost disappeared from view. But... Jonah makes a sad face. Wasn't she wearing a cape? Maybe it was Supergirl? He asks hopefully. I shake my head. Come on, girl in a red hood, forest path, a hunter? I pause. Isn't any of this ringing a bell?
Nope, Jonah says.
I sigh. He never paid much attention when Nana read us stories from her book of fairy tales. Good thing I was listening. We're in the story of Little Red Riding Hood, I tell him. I've always liked this story. A girl, a basket of food, a wolf, a nana. I shift from foot to foot, suddenly feeling a teensy bit guilty for sneaking out on my nana. But she was being a little unreasonable. A lot unreasonable. So I don't feel that guilty. Let's go say hi to Super Red, Jonah says, picking up Prince. I laugh. That's not her name. Little Red Riding Hood can't be her real name either, Jonah argues. No one is named Little Red Riding Hood. He puts one foot on the ladder to head down. Wait, I say, pulling Jonah back. We can't just go up to her, and we can't leave the unconscious huntsman. But a doctor is coming.
True.
But remember, Jonah, we don't know why we're here or what we're supposed to do. Do we ever? He asks.
Also true.
We always get sent into a story for a reason, Jonah points out. Maybe we're supposed to help Super Red. He pauses. Wait, is hers the story where the wolf huffs and puffs and blows her house down?
I giggle. No, that's the Three Little Pigs.
He scratches his head. Oh, there is a wolf in Little Red Riding Hood, though, right? I nod. Is the wolf nice or mean? Jonah asks. Have you ever heard of a nice wolf?
I guess not, Jonah says.
This one is a sneaky wolf, I say. A sneaky, hungry wolf that might be out there in the forest. I shiver. I glance at the huntsman's walls again. The one animal head I wouldn't mind seeing up there isn't, which means the wolf is probably somewhere outside. Waiting. Oh, and did I mention hungry?
Can you tell me the story? Jonah asks. Better if I know what's going on.
I close my eyes for a second to remember it. And the weirdest thing happens. It's like I can almost hear my Nana reading the story to us. It was just last year when we still lived near Nana and saw her all the time. Okay, I say, sitting down on the edge of the bed. Here's how the story goes. Jonah turns the desk chair to face me and sits down with Prince in his lap. Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother is sick, I begin.
So, I bet it's Renee, Jonah says.
I frown. What's Renee?
Little Red Riding Hood's name.
Why?
Because it starts with an R. It seems like she should have an R name, right?
I don't know, Jonah, I say.
Or maybe her name really is just Red. Is anyone named Red?
No one I've ever met.
Do you know what would be really confusing?
Jonah asks. I sigh.
What?
If her name was another color, like yellow or orange. Do you know a lot of people named yellow or orange? I ask. He shakes his head.
I don't.
There aren't a lot of kids named after colors, I say.
No.
Jonah pauses.
Oh, Violet!
Good one, I admit. Should I go on? He gives me a thumbs up. Anyway, I say, Little Red Riding Hood's grandma is sick. Little Red Riding Hood's mom gives her a basket filled with food. Her mom tells her to deliver the basket to her grandma, who lives in a cabin in the woods.
Do you think she calls her grandma Nana, too?
Jonah asks. I don't know, We will add that to our list of questions.
Maybe she calls her something fun like Meemaw.
I pause. Meemaw?
Isaac calls his Nana Meemaw. Jonah raises his hand. I have another question for our list.
Yes?
What kind of food does Little Red Riding Hood's mom pack in the basket? Jonah asks.
I don't remember. Cake, maybe? With tea? Jonah licks his lips.
I wish I had cake right now. Chocolate cake with chocolate icing. Or confetti cake with lots of sprinkles inside. Do you think that's what she packed?
Jonah, maybe we can find out faster if I finish the story? He takes his finger and pulls it across his lips to pretend zip his mouth. So, I go on. Little Red Riding Hood's mother warns her to stay on the path through the woods, because there's a wolf out there, and the wolf may sniff out the food.
Wolves like cake? Jonah asks.
I shrug. Who doesn't like cake?
Good point, he says.
So, little Renee, Jonah laughs. I wink and continue. Stays on the path to her grandma's house, but she has no idea that the wolf is watching her every move. He wants the food she has, and he also wants to gobble up Little Red Riding Hood. But he realizes she might be going someplace where there will be more people who he can eat for lunch. So,
wow, Jonah says, the wolf is greedy, huh? If I ate that many people for lunch, I'd totally throw up.
You'd probably throw up if you ate any people. Jonah nods.
True.
The wolf stops to say hi to Little Red Riding Hood. I continue, and he asks her where she's going. She tells him she's on her way to her sick grandma's to deliver a snack. The wolf makes a plan. He wants to stall Little Red Riding Hood.
Why?
Jonah asks, getting to that. See, the wolf tells Little Red Riding Hood she should bring some wildflowers to her grandma since she's sick. Little Red Riding Hood thinks that's a nice idea. But it would mean getting off the path to pick the flowers.
Her mom told her not to get off the path, though,
Jonah says. Exactly. But she really wants to bring her grandma some pretty flowers, so she goes off the path to collect them. Jonah leans forward.
And then?
While Little Red Riding Hood is picking flowers, the wolf rushes over to Grandma's cabin in the woods. He knocks on the door. And when Grandma asks who it is, he says it's Little Red Riding Hood. So Grandma tells him to come right in.
Uh-oh,
Jonah says. Uh-oh is right, I agree. The wolf sees Grandma lying in her bed and gobbles her up. Then, knowing that Little Red Riding Hood will arrive any minute, he puts on Grandma's bathrobe and her sleeping cap. Jonah opens his mouth, but before he can ask his question, I add, no, I don't know what a sleeping cap is exactly, but I imagine it looks like a shower cap. He closes his mouth. Anyway, the wolf is pretending to be Grandma. So when Little Red Riding Hood gets to her grandmother's house, she goes inside and sees her grandma in bed. But when Little Red comes closer, she thinks her grandma looks sort of different.
Sort of, Jonah cries.
I laugh. Maybe little Renee needs glasses. But the wolf tells her to come closer. And Little Red Riding Hood says,
my grandma, what a deep voice you have.
And the wolf says,
the better to greet you with, my dear.
Doesn't Little Red Riding Hood know what her grandma's voice sounds like?
Jonah asks. You'd think, I say. But her grandma is sick, so maybe she just thinks her voice is hoarse. My voice gets hoarse when I'm sick.
You sound like a frog when you're sick.
So do you, I point out.
Then what happens? Jonah asks.
Little Red Riding Hood comes closer to the bed and sees tall, pointy, furry ears sticking up out of the cap. She says,
my grandma, what big ears you have.
Nana would not like if we said that to her,
Jonah laughs. Our Nana doesn't have big ears. I feel another twinge of guilt thinking about Nana, but I push it aside. Anyway, the wolf says,
the better to hear you with, my dear.
This goes on and on.
What big eyes you have, Grandma.
The better to see you with.
What big hands you have, Grandma.
The better to hug you with.
And finally, Little Red Riding Hood says,
My, Grandma, what big teeth you have.
And the wolf springs out of bed and says,
The better to eat you with.
I bare my teeth for effect. Then he gobbles up Little Red Riding Hood in seconds.
Poor Grandma and Little Red Riding Hood, Jonah cries. I bet the wolf ate the cake, too, for dessert.
Probably, I say. Nothing like cake to wash down some people.
Ew,
Jonah laughs. But then his expression gets serious.
Then what happens? He asks. That can't be how it ends.
I think for a minute. You know, there are actually two versions of the story with two different endings. In the story by the Brothers Grimm, a hunter rushes in and cuts open the wolf's belly, and out pops Grandma and Little Red Riding Hood, and they're totally okay.
And how does the second version end?
Jonah asks, hugging Prince tight to him. Well, I try to remember. In the story by Charles Perrault, there is no hunter. Jonah tilts his head.
No hunter? So who kills the wolf and saves Little Red Riding Hood and Grandma?
I bite my lip again. No one. Jonah's eyes get big again.
Yikes! I like the Brothers Grimm one better.
I nod. Me too.
So which version do you think we're in?
Snort. I look over at the unconscious huntsman.
Oh, he's the hunter. Of course he's the hunter.
And if he's the hunter, then we're in the grim version.
Woot! That's the good one.
No worries, Jonah, I say relieved. We're in the grim version. That's the hunter. Or huntsman. I'm not sure what the difference is.
Abby?
Yes, Jonah?
If that's the hunter and he's unconscious...
Yeah?
Then who is going to save Little Red and her grandmother?
Oh, I say, my shoulders falling. Crumbs.